Australia has been excluded from a major multilateral naval exercise in the Indo-Pacific. South Asia correspondent Siobhan Hinyu reports.
Under pressure from China, India has quashed Australia's hopes of participating in Malabar, a wargaming exercise including the US and Japan, and due to take place off Guam this June. Since 2015, Australia has been angling for an invite without success. While China has made no direct criticism of the Malabar exercise, Beijing has been rattled by the quadrilateral grouping of India, the US, Japan and Australia. Jeff M. Smith is a research fellow at the South Asia Heritage Foundation in Washington, D.C.
To some degree, China likes to portray the image that it doesn't care, that India is in some ways a second-rate power, not on par with China, and why would Beijing be concerned about what India is doing with Australia? And privately, of course, they are concerned, and this is on their radar.
Australia's failure to get on the invite list comes as Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrives in China for talks today with President Xi Jinping. It's clear India wants to avoid upsetting its regional rival. Jeff M. Smith again.
I think in some ways that pressure is in the Indian imagination, that there's sort of fear and anxiety about offending China or provoking China.
Whether the timing is deliberate or a coincidence, some analysts say excluding Australia from Malabar deals a blow to the reinvigorated quadrilateral grouping, which has been sharply criticised by Beijing.
It would strengthen the Quad if Australia was included in Malabar. In some ways, Malabar has been a weather vane on India's perceptions of China and India's willingness to engage in multilateral security cooperation. I think there's plenty of room for strategic collaboration and for the four countries to gather to discuss security issues in the region, the South China Sea.
Australia and India will participate in a bilateral naval exercise later this year, but enhanced strategic cooperation between the two is far from full steam ahead.
South Asia correspondent Siobhan Hinyu.